This is an iHeart podcast.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, the unexpected, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, you'll hear about these heroes and what their stories tell us about the nature of bravery. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. We'll get into a pardon swap that I think everyone can kind of see coming here. We'll get into that. We're going to get into some emails of what's happening in North Dakota with the Venezuelan prison gang. A Supreme Court justice is on some kind of gay Broadway play. All that and so much more is coming up on this final hour of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, to finish my rat update, which is going to lead me directly into New York City, as it were. I didn't do that on purpose. It just kind of worked out that way. So we don't have mice. We have rats. It's confirmed. They are in the walls right by my wife's head as she sleeps. I suggested tonight that perhaps we should sleep in the extra room. And she suggested that perhaps we should sleep in a hotel. So that tells you how well she's handling this. I've been given 48 hours to address the rat issue. I found these super duper traps and I'm unreasonably excited about them. I bought I think I bought a dozen of them. They'll be waiting for me when I get home. No, get this, Chris. They open up like the mouth of a freaking T-Rex. Not even kidding. Like, picture a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Picture his mouth. Pry that open, and then they have this little thing of tempting poison in there, and then vroom, that's what, Chris? What? See, that's the problem. Jewish producer Chris said, how big are the rats? Are they New York City rats? In fact, we're going to talk New York City in a moment. Thanks for that, Chris. That's the problem. I don't know. Now, if you told me the rat was too big to be killed by the mouse trap, okay, that's fine. Rats are a little hardier, can get a little bigger. How big does a rat have to be to not only not be killed by the mousetrap? The mousetrap is obviously snapping on them. They're not getting away from it. How big does a rat have to have a mousetrap snap on them and then simply shed it off like it's a gnat on its arm, just dump the mousetrap and go right back to where we're going? There is a chance we're dealing with rats of a decent size here. There is a chance. I am hesitant to speculate, mainly because I'm worried that Ob is listening right now, listening to every word right now. And I will tell you, she is not handling any of this. She's not handling it well, right? She's tough as nails, but she's not handling the mouse rat thing very well. And then when I suggested that they were getting into the pantry by running across the kitchen floor in the middle of the night, that about put her over the edge. That was about, I know, Chris, that's obvious. I realized that, but she had not considered that. You know immediately where her mind's going to go. What if one of them crawls on my foot? We're dealing with a lot. I was given 48 hours as of this morning, so we're down to 36. When I get home, I have my T-Rex traps. I will see if they can do the job. No matter what, I will let you know what happens. I'm going to be devastated if I have to actually use pest control. I've never used pest control in my entire life for a rodent problem. It's not going to start now either. Speaking of pest control, Eric Adams, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, he, just to go through his little arc here, He, of course, gets elected Democrat in New York City. And he's a far lefty, or at least beholden to the far lefties, but always sold himself as kind of a moderate type. Then, in one of the most brilliant and effective PR moves in history, Republican governors like Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis, they came up with the idea of taking the illegals and dumping them in blue areas. And they started dumping them in New York City. It's a really easy sell. New York City's always been an easy sell for illegals. Well, for immigrants, legal and illegal. It's so vast. There are so many different communities there. Really, no matter who you are or where you're from, you're probably going to find some sort of a culture that reflects yours in New York City. You could probably pick your country, and I bet you there's at least a block or half a block where those are your people in New York City. It's just that kind of place. It's a wild place. I love it. I love it. It's wild, but that's really what it is. So remember, they couldn't force the illegals to go up there. They asked, hey, you want to go to New York City? And a bunch of them were all, yep, sounds nice. The Big Apple. Take me to the promised land. And so they started putting them on buses up there. And illegals started getting busted in New York City by the thousand. Well, New York City, unlike the federal government, cannot print money. New York State, unlike the federal government, cannot print money. Budgets are limited. There's only so much money coming in. You want to add money here, then you have to cut money there. Well, politicians love to give things out. That's how politicians get reelected most of the time. Look at what I gave you. I built this. I handed you checks for that. You know, it's really gross. It's just bribery with your own money. The problem with a mayor getting illegals is Eric Adams doesn't gain anything from it. The Democrats in New York gain from it because they get counted in the census, which they shouldn't, and so they don't lose congressional seats. So that helps Democrats in New York State, congressional Democrats, the federal seats. It certainly helps national Democrats, the Joe Biden types, as we've explained, filling up a country with a bunch of people with no love for it, who can be bought for a $500 visa check. That only helps people who hate the country who want to get elected. Democrats is what we call them. So that helps. But Eric Adams doesn't gain anything. In fact, where do the illegals go? You're going to put the illegals in your poorest neighborhoods. Poorest neighborhoods in any city are always treated the worst. Even my sons know this by now. You go to the rich part of town, the ritzy part of town, the schools will be better. The roads will be nicer. The sidewalks will be better. Why? Because those people pay more in taxes. They have more political influence, and the city is going to focus more services on those people. Now, you go to the poor part of town, that's where you're going to find a pothole that never gets patched over. That's where that happens. That's how life works. It's not fair. That's how life works. So if you have a new group of 10,000 illegals who just got to your city, are you going to take them to the nice part of town? No, you're going to take them to the bad neighborhoods, to the poor neighborhoods. And in America, that almost always means the black neighborhoods. Eric Adams got elected in large part because black people in New York City voted for him. Eric Adams watches as the constituency that got him elected got angrier and angrier and angrier, and justifiably so. Black Americans have every right to be taken care of first by their country, the same way all Americans do. Only the black Americans suffer the most from illegal immigration because that's where they dump all the illegals, in the black neighborhoods. Soon, your school's bilingual. The school that was crappy anyway got even worse. Your local rec centers filled up with a bunch of people from Guatemala. It sucks. So Eric Adams, well, yeah, Chris, go ahead and play it, starts to get loud about this problem and asking for help.
We need the federal government to lead a decompression strategy at the border so cities and states across the nation can do their part to shelter asylum seekers. Because cities like New York, Boston, Chicago, Los Angeles, Houston, and El Paso cannot be left to shoulder a national crisis without the proper aid.
That may have sounded pretty benign, but for a party that marches in lockstep, no, open the border, bring everyone here, that was seen as a shot across the bow. Well, the Biden administration is and was an evil, authoritarian, communist bunch of demons. So what did they do? Well, they sent the FBI. They sent the Secret State Police Agency after Eric Adams. Before you know it, about 5 minutes after he gives these speeches, FBI is starting to kick in the doors. Investigations, campaign funds. No one's even crystal clear to this date what exactly he did. I mean, look, he's a New York mayor. I'm sure he did illegal stuff anyway. It's not going to be hard to figure out. But no one's even clear. So what happened? We all know what happened. He got crossways with the system, and the system sent the checka. That would be the FBI. They sent the checka after him. Okay. So that brings us to two little tidbits of information that just came out now. Interesting little tidbits. We'll get to those in a moment. Before we get to those, here's a little tidbit. Your dog's food, there's no nutrition in it. You know, you look at the information on the bag and you're buying the special blend and it's special for this, and it, but there's nothing special about any of it. It's all the same color. It's all brown because it's all dead. They kill everything in dog food at the factory. So your dog eats empty calories its entire life. We wonder why we're at the vet all the time. We wonder why our dogs die at 10, and dogs don't die at 10 in every part of the world. Why do ours? Because our dogs never get vitamins and minerals and probiotics and omega oils and antioxidants. You want your dog to have that? You want your dog to live longer? Get a free jumpstart bag of Rough Greens, all-natural nutritional supplement. You sprinkle it on your dog's food, your dog will live longer and healthier. Does that sound good? You'll see physical differences in your dog, as you can imagine. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats. We'll get to those in a moment. But so that was Eric Adams' little career arc. Complains about illegals. FBI comes kicking in his door. Then, post-election and a little bit pre-election, Eric Adams starts to sound like he's softening on Trump. Trump starts to sound like he's softening on Eric Adams. Trump really sounds like he's softening on Eric Adams here.
Would you consider pardoning Eric Adams?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I think that he was straight.
Just in case you couldn't hear, the question was, would you consider pardoning Eric Adams?
Would you consider pardoning Eric Adams?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I think that he was treated pretty unfairly. Now, I haven't seen the gravity of it all, but it seems, you know, like being upgraded in an airplane many years ago. I know probably everybody here has been upgraded. They see your all stars and they say, I want to upgrade that person from NBC. I'm going to upgrade him. And that would mean you'll spend the rest of your life in prison. I don't know. Somehow, I'd have to see it because I don't know the facts. I think he was treated. You know, it's very interesting. When he essentially went against what was happening with the migrants coming in, and, you know, he made some pretty strong statements like, this is not sustainable. I said, you know what, he'll be indicted soon. And I said it not as a prediction, a little bit lightheartedly, but I said it. I said, he's going to be indicted. And a few months later, he got indicted. So, yeah, I would certainly look at it.
And then today, it starts to float around the newscape that not only is Donald Trump, as you just heard, considering pardoning Eric Adams, it's considering pardoning Donald Trump. Remember, Donald Trump was convicted in New York City. Now, I am not fully boned up on exactly how much he can pardon, what the authority is there, but wow, what an interesting little turn of events, wouldn't you say? Oh, I thought this was interesting as well. the losers in the GOP, especially the GOP Senate. You've heard me scream and yell about how much they're trying to torpedo all these wonderful cabinet appointments. The best ones are the ones they're going after the hardest. And I heard Lisa Murkowski, I heard her say this. Just remember who's been telling you that we have to start primarying these people, that that's the only way they will ever respond. That's what they haven't feared, and that's why they act the way they act. But if you put that fear into them, it will change their ways. You know how many times I've had that talk? Listen to this.
Don't get on Santa's naughty list here, because we will primary you. I mean, we are seeing that play out in real time right now with the nominees who have just been named. There's been no committee process on any of them. They're just kind of doing their courtesy calls right now. And my friend Joni Ernst, who is probably one of the more conservative, principled Republican leaders in the Senate right now, is being hung out to dry for not being good enough. And you're going to get primaried. Well, you know, what's this all about? Why are we doing this to ourselves?
Listen to how lost these people are, how comfortable they've become in their seats. Why are we doing that? Listen to, she was so shocked she could hardly get the words out. Why are we doing this to ourselves? Are you kidding me, you moron? We all sat and watched you Republican losers in the Senate. We watched you vote yes on Biden person after Biden person after Biden person, from Lloyd Austin to Merrick Garland to loser after loser after loser after loser. These people got the majority of Republican votes in the United States Senate. And now we face the prospect of not having Trump's cabinet picks pushed through, because every single Democrat will vote against every single one of them. And now we have to worry about a couple treasonous little snakes like you, and you're confused. Why? I just don't get it. The business of the GOP is the business of the system, with just a different face on it. And as I've said a million times, you are never going to appeal to the patriotism of Mitch McConnell or John Thune or Lisa Murkowski or Lindsey Graham or any of these people. You're never going to appeal to their patriotism. You're never going to do that. In fact, you're probably not even going to be able to make them afraid politically until one of them goes down in a primary. One of them must go down in a primary, and it must be soon. And as I have told you many times before, I am committing myself fully to that effort. It is either going to be John Cornyn or James Lankford. It will depend, though, on who gets one and only one primary challenger, established primary challenger who is far to the right and who can raise money. And when that person pops up, it may be in the Dakotas, North or South, maybe in South Carolina, maybe in Louisiana, maybe wherever that person pops up, I am all in, because it is time for a scalp. These people, they think they should be allowed to do whatever they want without consequence. They have never feared for their seats in a primary before, and it's time to make them afraid. All right. Let's do some emails. Before we do some emails, let's do some chalk. Maybe that's why I'm all fired up. God only knows where my T levels are by this point. It's 3 years of chalk. It's 3 years of male vitality stacks. I don't even know where my mind is. I have so much energy, and I have so much focus. And maybe the best part is my mood, man. Are you in a bad mood? Forget bad mood. Are you down a lot? You just get kind of down. Inexplicably down. You know that's your T levels, right? We are drinking estrogens. Our water is filled with it. It's in the freaking plastics. We have all this crap going into our body that's killing us. Get some natural herbal supplements to turn that around. CHOQ.com. Natural herbal supplements from Chalk, man. They have so many things. Men, women, whatever you're looking for. I tell you about the stack because that's what I take, but they have endless things. Chalk.com, Promo code Jesse gets you a huge discount on subscriptions. Get one. You are 90 days away from feeling great. Emails next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the men who went down that day. It's for the families of those who didn't make it.
I'm J.R. Martinez. I'm a U.S. Army veteran myself, and I'm honored to tell you the stories of these heroes on the new season of Medal of Honor: Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. From Robert Blake, the first Black sailor to be awarded the medal, to Daniel Daly, one of only 19 people to have received the Medal of Honor twice. These are stories about people who have distinguished themselves by acts of valor, going above and beyond the call of duty. You'll hear about what they did, what it meant, and what their stories tell us about the nature of courage and sacrifice. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Of course, it's been a great Medal of Honor Monday. That was awesome. Always lots of fun there. First hour was great. If you missed anything, download the whole thing. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. All right, before I get to the emails, I wanted to play this one more time because I didn't spend a lot of time with it when I played it. Mark Andreessen's his name. He's one of these big tech CEO rich guys. Career Democrat, lifelong Democrat. Came out, publicly backed Trump this last election. Why? I'm going to let it play all the way this time. Remember, the communist can only exist if he is allowed to control all sources of information. And the reason he must control all sources of information is he can only exist if he can lie at all times about everything. If he is unable to lie, if he is unable to create a world of make-believe in the stupid people like your liberal Aunt Peggy, then he will never be able to gain power. AI is not something I will even begin to pretend to understand. It was something from the movies when I was a kid, right? It was something Iron Man did with his Jarvis thing. But I know enough to know it is starting to catch on everywhere. I have a buddy who still runs an RV dealership. He tells me if you're dealing with a person, you're chatting with someone. Let's say you go to the RV dealership website, you're chatting with someone, their dealership, they have AI salesmen. That's not a real person. And the AI salesman will adjust from where the internet knows you're calling in from or on the internet from. So if you're from Texas and you're inquiring about an RV, that salesman probably sitting there with a cowboy hat on. His name's Tex, only it's not real. So AI's everywhere, everywhere. Every company's using it. Governments are using it. The Biden administration, of course, wanted to use it to lie to you about everything. They wanted to control it completely because that's how communists operate. Listen to this and just put a smile on your face as you listen to this, because it wasn't just Donald Trump who dodged a bullet this election. The American people, and dare I say it, the earth dodged a bullet when these people lost.
The meetings were absolutely horrifying, and we came out basically deciding we had to endure.
This is, again, this is a career Democrat describing his meeting at the White House as, and I quote, horrifying.
The meetings were absolutely horrifying, and we came out basically deciding we had to endorse Trump.
What did you hear in those meetings?
AI is a technology basically that the government is going to completely control. This is not going to be a startup thing. They actually said flat out to us, don't do AI startups. Like, don't fund AI startups. It's not something that we're going to allow to happen. They're not going to be allowed to exist. There's no point. They basically said AI is going to be a game of two or three big companies working closely with the government, and we're going to basically wrap them in a, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but we're going to basically wrap them in a government cocoon. We're going to protect them from competition. We're going to control them, and we're going to dictate what they do. And then I said, I don't understand how you're going to lock this down so much, because like the math for, you know, AI is like out there and it's being taught everywhere. And, you know, they literally said, well, you know, during the Cold War, we classified.
I need to stop there just to clarify this. He said the math is out there and it's being taught. What's he talking about? Well, this, again, I'm only going to give you surface level because this is me. I can't break this down for you, but there's a lot that goes into making AI. A lot of nuts and bolts, basic foundational issues. That stuff's already being taught in universities and, in fact, some high schools across the country. It's like coding. Have you ever heard of coding? Like building a video game or something like that. Coding, it takes code. Both of my sons can already code. It's being taught. All right, it's code. Well, AI's already being taught. That's what he was saying. He's saying, what are you talking about? How are you going to control it? This is already, you know, it's in school curriculums. It's being taught. Listen to the
entire areas of physics and took them out of the research community.
Sorry, I'll rewind a little bit.
And I said, well, yeah, I said, I don't understand how you're going to lock this down so much because like the math for, you know, AI is like out there and it's being taught everywhere. And, you know, they literally said, well, you know, during the Cold War, we classified entire areas of physics and took them out of the research community and like entire branches of physics basically went dark and didn't proceed. And that if we decide we need to, we're going to do the same thing to the math underneath AI.
Wow.
And I said, I've just learned two very important things. Because I wasn't aware of the former, and I wasn't aware that you were, you know, even conceiving of doing it to the latter.
Democrats are communists. Communists who've managed to turn lifelong Democrats like that against them because these people are barbaric and authoritarian and horrific, and you should feel really, really, really good about what we did in November, not just for what's coming. Honestly, even if Trump poops his pants, what we avoided, just remember when I told you I didn't think I'd last another 4 years, meaning I'm pretty sure they'd find a reason to arrest me. That was not being over the top. I believed it. And I'll tell you one thing, the billionaire types who've gone to our side, like the Elon Musk types, I promise you that guy was going to prison. If these people had another 4 years, all right, let's get to the emails. This is a lovely one. You obnoxious D-bag, crayon-eating, can't do nothing for me. You're Catholic or you're Jew. This guy, I'm Catholic or I'm Jew. I don't understand, Chris. Is there some kind of kinship between you people and Catholics that I don't know about? Did I miss something? That's the Inquisition, he said. Okay, if not, you know nothing about your heritage. You're probably a bought and paid for D-bag. Godspeed, little man. And then he finishes it by, thanks for some historical accuracy. I don't know what, I think there are some people who do a lot of drinking when they listen to the show, and probably some drugs too. I think there's some drinking and there's some drugs. But look, it could be a heavy show.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
Shogun, I plead you to answer or to use your answer power to get word to SecDef Hegseth to rename the bases, starting with Fort Hood. These numerous travesties shall not stand. His name is Mike. Yeah, look, I'm trying to temper my enthusiasm and temper yours by figuring out exactly how much the Trump administration will be willing to undo so many of the evil things the Biden administration has done. And so let's just be honest. There's no possible way for them to undo all of it. I want them to undo all of it. In fact, I want them to not only undo all of it, I want them to reverse it all and go racing back the other direction. I'm sure that's what you want as well. Is that realistic? I don't know. It's hard to get Republicans on board with why it's important to leave the military bases the way they were, with the names like Fort Bragg, a Confederate. It's important to leave history as it is. It's important that we do not allow the communists to erase our history, to tear down statues of Robert E. Lee or Thomas Jefferson or anyone else. It's important that these pieces of our history remain exactly as they are. And you can treat them how you wish to treat them. Celebrate them. Hate them. There's a town. I forget. Here it is right here. There's a town. They're complaining. U.S. city tells residents to stop sticking googly eyes on its statues. One, that's hilarious. Two, that's probably vandalism. Don't get in trouble. But three, maybe you even want to stick googly eyes on your statues. I don't know. but they should be left to stand. The communist is not tearing down your history because he gives a rat crap about the Civil War or slavery or black people or the Indians or any other thing he pretends to care about. He destroys your history because if he can erase your past, he can write your future. Your history is what keeps you anchored. It's what guides you. If he can snap that anchor, he can take you whichever way he feels like blowing. Now, let's talk about done-for-you real estate. Let's talk about putting things into hard assets, putting our money into hard assets. You know, I had a conversation today with Carol Roth, and she told me that essentially the stock market is valued at double the value of the GDP of the country. Now, that may sound great on its surface, but it's not. If you think about it for 5 seconds, that's how overvalued everything is right now with all the fake money and crap they've been doing. You know what stands the test of all this stuff, all the ups and downs and pullbacks? Hard assets. Done for you real estate. It's real estate investing for normal people. The billionaires already do it. It's for you. It's so normal people can start acquiring rental properties, and Done for You Real Estate does it all for you. They'll find you the properties, they'll handle the closing, the financing, the rental process. You might just retire on it one day. Go to doneforyoujesse.com to learn more. Doneforyoujesse.com. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. And since it's the final segment, I want to do just a couple things before we get to headlines I didn't get to. First and foremost, I want to remind you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Second, I want to say that Ketanji Brown Jackson, I don't know if you can hear, I'm rubbing my forehead as I talk about it. She's the diversity hire who sits on the Supreme Court. Obviously, she's an unqualified commie nutball who's there because she's black and a woman. Don't yell at me for saying that. It was Joe Biden who announced he was going to pick somebody who was black and a woman. Joe Biden announced he was going to make a diversity hire, and he did make a diversity hire. She's also a weapons-grade moron. She speaks more than anyone else on the Supreme Court by a country mile. Surprise, surprise. There are people who track how much they speak. Surprise, surprise. The dirty commie who just got there 5 minutes ago can't shut her freaking mouth ever. So she's always talking all the time. But when she's not talking, you see Ketanji Brown Jackson has a dream. Her dream has always been to appear in a Broadway musical. And this weekend she did. Of course, it's some gayed-up version of Romeo and Juliet where she plays, I kid you not, a he, she, they character. I'm not going, no, Chris, I don't want any audio. I don't want any audio of it. I can't do it. I can't do it. No, Chris, I'm not going to do it. I refuse to do it. I heard it earlier today, and I wanted to dive out the window. I'm talking like headfirst. I'm not going to do that to anybody listening. It's brutal. It's so incredibly embarrassing that these people sit in the highest positions of power. Remember how many times we've had this talk that we like to convince ourselves that at least when you get to a high enough level, they're qualified, capable people. But that's not how communism works, you see. Go read about the Soviet Union, or really anywhere, but read about the Soviet Union. It's a great example of this. As long as you were the loyal party member, you could rise to the highest, most important positions. They'll make you a general in charge of a division. They'll put you in charge of the Soviet Union's energy sector, and you might have no qualifications at all other than the fact you're a loyal, dirty commie. And I'm just so insanely embarrassed. And speaking of which, I saw this. I'm sorry. I just thought it was too funny. I saw this on the news. I know you've never heard of the Washington Mystics. Nobody has. But Sheila Johnson, another person you never heard of, she owns the Washington Mystics. The reason you've never heard of them is it's a WNBA team. Well, Caitlin Clark, she's that white girl from Iowa who she's the big star in the WNBA now. She, of course, wins Female Athlete of the Year, Athlete of the Year. And the owner of the Washington Mystics said this.
I feel really bad because I've seen so many players of color that are equally as talented. And they never got the recognition that they should have. And I think right now, it is time for that to happen. So last night, we read Time Magazine, where Caitlin Clark was named Athlete of the Year. Why couldn't they have put the whole WNBA on that cover and said, the WNBA is the league of the year because of all the talent that we have? Because when you just keep singling out one player, it creates hard feelings. And so now you're starting to hear stories of racism.
I'm sorry. I made myself cough. The talent that we have. Listen, WNBA players, I'm sorry. I just have to explain this again. I know accountability is not probably mainly your thing, but the WNBA loses vast quantities of money every year. Millions and millions of dollars. I'm not making that up. The entire league, it loses millions of dollars a year. It exists because the NBA takes its profits and subsidizes the WNBA. So you're haggling over who gets the most credit at a charity for lesbians. The WNBA, if you make 55 cents playing or working in the WNBA, you should bow down and thank God every single day that you are allowed to be employed by a charity for lesbians. I'm sorry. No one wants to hear about your talent.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Exclusive. Cops in one of America's most remote states beg the feds for help over Tren de Aragua infiltration. That's in North Dakota, not exactly right next to the southern border. A reminder that Democrats, they opened up the prisons of Venezuela and brought the prisoners into our country on purpose. Now, in small North Dakota towns, there are Venezuelan prison gangs taking over. That's how evil the Democrat Party has become. Crazy! Trump says the Biden border wall sale must be stopped. It is crazy, unless you accept what I just talked about, that they are completely committed to opening up the border of this country. It's not an accident. It's not a whoopsie. It's not a we're trying to be nice kind of a thing. They brought them here on purpose. Binghamton? I don't know how to say that. Binghamton University, Pride in December, to provide gender-affirming haircuts as if a crew cut is something new. Chinese student who voted in 2024 elections remains on the Michigan voter rolls. It's wild how often people who vote illegally for Democrats are allowed to keep voting illegally for Democrats. It's almost as if cheating in elections is part of what they do. Migrant caravan starts in southern Mexico, confirming Breitbart, Texas report. I've been hearing reports about this, that they are trying desperately to get that caravan of illegals into the United States of America before Donald Trump takes over. Again, I ask you a question I've asked before. How can we save this place when one political party is going to open the border and the entire world knows it? Wild, right? All right. We'll do this again tomorrow. That's all.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, the unexpected, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, you'll hear about these heroes and what their stories tell us about the nature of bravery. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.